I think we improved a little bit tonight. Nothing earth-shaking, but we did get a little bit better. Going to have to get a lot better. We came out throwing the ball, and obviously we're not as accurate as you'd like. We end up throwing the ball way too many times, but we did have a lot of plays. A lot of people got experience out there tonight. Nassib kind of fought his way through some tough going early on and played better toward the end. And, I thought there were some outstanding individual plays, but again, it's in front of us. It's not all there right now, but to win is a good thing. To win at home is a good thing.
Injuries are always a part of the game, but you just continue to see more and more injuries around the same positions as well.
Yeah.
In the safeties,
yeah,
out there.
It's amazing that the way that's gone with the, earmarked as a problem position for us was the safety position. We got two guys hurt tonight in that spot, and hopefully we'll get a couple of guys back to practice that are here that weren't cleared to play. But it's just hard even to comment on,
About Beeson and the annual report on this.
They mentioned sprained knee, but I don't know any more than that.
Tom, it was pretty clear you were trying to get Beckham going, and just disappointing that it didn't happen tonight.
Well, we had a limited number of plays for him, and tried to direct some things in that direction, but everybody's got to play better, everybody. And
last week the defense said they weren't playing as fast. What do you think of their speed tonight?
I think we played better. I think their first offense did a pretty good job, but they hit us with that short yardage run, which is the one I remember the most. And talking about trying to stop the run, I think they had 55 yards or something like that. We had 75, which is not where we should be. And the way it comes down, there's a lot of snaps, probably too many passes, that type of thing. But for the most part, we did okay against the run, with the numbers being what they were. But we played faster tonight.
I know that Steve is still putting in his defense, and he's got a lot more to come, but do you think you should be seeing more of a pass rush now, or do you figure that'll come later on?
Well, I don't know what the numbers were, but we got some pressure on the quarterbacks tonight now. So I would say that was better. I don't know what the exact number is, but I think we did get some pressure.
How would you view the overall defensive performance at first glance?
Well, the thing we did was hold them to field goals, and in doing that, that's a big, a big play, is to force the field goal, and it's a 4-point differential, as you know. So, we didn't always stop them, but we held them to field goals.
Coach, did you like what you saw from Flowers and Pugh on that left side?
You know what? We obviously are trying to get some cohesion with the offensive line. We let them play a little bit longer. We had 30-some plays in the first half, and we left the first line in there. I'll have to see the tape, in order to tell you exact comment on that. But I think that for the most part, they did okay.
What's the thing with John Jerry at right tackle a little bit?
Yeah, he's got to be able to play a couple spots. Same thing with Schwartz, was playing tackle and guard.
Did you think he looked all right health-wise? I mean, this is obviously his first time back. Happy with what you saw, at least, that he made it through?
Well, that's not the gauge. The gauge isn't he made it through. It's, how did he play? But I can't tell you until I look at the tape on that.
Tom, is timing the overriding issue with the passing game, or does it go beyond that?
Well, that and practicing together. We haven't had a lot of practice together. And some of the guys, as you saw, Davis, I thought did okay tonight. Washington had an opportunity to do a couple things. Dwayne Harris made a couple plays for us. James Jones made a couple of plays. So when you look at it that way, knowing what we were coming into in terms of who wasn't going to play and how long Odell was going to play, these guys got a lot of snaps now tonight. And for the most part, I'd say they benefited by it.
Thank you. How do you think there was a disconnect there between Eli and Odell? Is it just something you have to, more reps? Is that one of those things?
Well, I don't, they will connect. Whatever you're looking for there, I don't know. The accuracy, a little bit off with the ball. You know, you saw one ball inside, it looked like it was going to be a sure completion, and he couldn't quite get to it. I thought he, maybe even one of the deep balls he might have been able to get. But that'll come.